The village of Middleway in Jefferson County appears to be a moment frozen in time. The historic district is home to buildings that date back to the late 18th and early 19th centuries, and the town was a battleground throughout the Civil War. Nowadays, the streets are quiet, the cars are few, and the numerous buildings that line the streets are dark and uninviting. Moss and vines creep up the old war hospital on Queen Street, and residential properties are boarded up and left alone. These abandoned buildings have become places to drop off refuse and tires and shelter for squatters and drug abusers. The president of the Middleway Conservancy Association, Peter Fricka, grew up on a farm in England, so he appreciates the small-town feel of Middleway and wants to help restore the community to its better days.
We had a much smaller village than we had here, but it certainly gave me the feel of this sort of community and density. And of course, in England, farms are in families for generations, and this is true here too. And so when I moved here, coming from an English farm and having been in all sorts of other things, it was, in a way, coming home.
The Conservancy Association is beginning the process of restoring Middleway thanks to a $10,000 Brownfields Abandoned Dilapidated Buildings, or BAD, Technical Assistance Grant. In its first year, the BAD Buildings Program helps communities in West Virginia identify and prioritize properties based on community need. Project manager of Northern West Virginia Brownfields Assistance Center, Luke Elser, traveled to communities throughout the state and spoke with councils and mayors to address the issue of abandoned and dilapidated buildings in their areas. An independent committee of experts across the field reviewed applications and chose which communities would receive the grant. Elser says the program provides citizens with tools to solve their independent issues at a local level.
There's people in these communities that want to do something, but just need to be pointed in the right direction and be shown sort of what steps to start taking. And then our experience has been that these projects really take off in fantastic directions we never would have imagined.
The Middleway Historic District was the only unincorporated community and one of eight statewide to receive the grant. The others are Fairmont, Point Pleasant, Canova, Roncevert, Shinston, Wheeling, and Weston. Elser describes the restoration of abandoned buildings in West Virginia as a huge need. He says the unused buildings lower property values, tax base, and reduces community morale.
It makes the community less desirable to live in. So if you live next to a couple of properties that are abandoned and have windows knocked out and grass overgrown, you're just less likely to want to stay there. So people move away from these properties and it sort of becomes a cancer within a community. And if we're trying to promote West Virginia's communities as economically viable and positive places to be and live, we need to sort of tackle these abandoned building issues.
In order to obtain the grant, Peter Fricka talked to people who would have an interest or would benefit directly from Middleway's restoration, including the County Commission and various local churches. The process of development will begin when WVU staff comes to Middleway to train an assessment team to evaluate properties and determine their status. The grant will provide a series of options for the community to achieve its goals, ultimately putting a better economic and social spin on the village, including advice for individual property owners. The community will receive an interim report in July and will begin setting priorities after that. In addition to bringing commerce back into the village, Fricka says other community suggestions have been considered.
The suggestions we have are that a couple of the lots that are currently vacant be cleared and used for other purposes with in-character buildings so that they're not sore thumbs. A lot of people have talked about pedestrian safety.
With the Middleway Conservancy Association acting as a facilitator, the participation in the grant is voluntary and driven at the property owner and community level. To view photos of the Middleway Village, visit wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Glover in Shepherdstown.